And now this note about a segment we aired yesterday. We spoke with Larry Smith and Rachel Ferschleiser of Smith Magazine, the online literary publication that's created a forum where people write their memoirs using only 6 words. We asked you to send in your 6-word memoirs to hereandnow.org, and we got a great response. Here are just a few. Tim Colleen's is, "Recently realized how awesome I am." Listener Barbara says, "Married 3 times, much happier alone." Dan writes, "Peaked early, marble champion, 2nd grade. M. Dale's was somber, though. 1 dead, 1 drunk, 2 damaged. And Greg Camp commented on the medium. He says his life is meaningful enough not to be condensed. To read more and share your own, go to hereandnow.org.
I know you say you're ready to change, but I need to get it down on paper.
Female pop singers are one of the more successful UK exports to the US. Think Amy Winehouse, Adele, and Duffy. They've all sold millions of records on this side of the Atlantic. And now, the newest British pop sensation, 23-year-old Eliza Doolittle, is in the US playing songs from her self-titled CD at music festivals like Coachella and South by Southwest. And she's making a splash. This week, People magazine named her an artist to watch. The CD, Eliza Doolittle, was just released in the U.S. this month. It's gone platinum in Britain with songs that are sometimes breezy, sometimes a little retro, and sometimes mixed with doo-wop.
So tip your hat and you might get back. Whatever you need is up ahead. This train won't stop for anybody to get off.
That's Rollerblades by Eliza Doolittle, and she joins us from the NPR studios in Culver City, California. Eliza Doolittle, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we should say, Eliza Doolittle is not your real name. Shock of all shocks. you were called that as a child. That's your nickname. How did that come about?
Well, yeah, my name is Eliza, and because of My Fair Lady and Pygmalion, people used to call me Eliza Doolittle, and it just stuck, really.
You know, you had a lot of success early on. I mean, you're only 23, but you landed a publishing deal, I read, when you were 16 years old, and you co-wrote all the songs on this CD. What was the publishing deal?
That was for my writing, but it wasn't as an artist, but I was still experimenting a lot and, I guess, just finding my own sound. Mm-hmm. It was basically the song Rollerblades that you just played. That was the first song where I really felt like this is something new and different, and it felt like it was me, like my personality was shining through it. It just felt right, and then every song I wrote after that, I kind of had that sound in mind, and that's how the record came about.
And all of these songs, as we've mentioned, you co-wrote with a group of other producers and songwriters, and you've had some terrific collaborations. I'd like to play a little bit of another song, and this one is Pack Up.
I get tired and upset, and I'm trying to care a little less. When I Google, I only get depressed. I was taught to dodge those issues, I was told.
Title and the chorus are a riff off the World War I marching song, right? Pack up your troubles and smile, smile, smile. So what is it about old songs that appeal to you?
Well, with this particular one, we were just singing it along in the studio, and we didn't really clock onto the fact that it was that old wartime song, and the lyric was, we just were singing the same lyric. When we realised it was from that old wartime song, we tried to change it around and do something different, but then it just didn't feel as good. So we just kept it in there, and I sang it originally, and then I got my friend Lloyd to come and sing the part after, and we thought it would be quite different and original to have that as well, and have it kind of sounding like that sample old retro sound.
Then you have other songs, like Money Box, for instance, where you're talking about we can lounge on our couch and listen to 45s. So you've got old songs, old lyrics, old songs, new lyrics, new songs, old lyrics. Did you mix that up deliberately?
To be honest with you, I don't ever think about what I'm doing. I just do it, and it kind of pukes up out of me. Like, I don't really think about it too much. It's just whatever kind of comes out. And with that song, it was more about going back to basics a little bit and thinking about going back to what you have rather than needing more and more and more. And the 45s just worked really nicely with the rest of the lyric.
Instead of going out to dinner tonight, we can grow vegetables underneath the skylight. Clicking these downloads every day has its price. We can lounge on our couch and listen to our 45.
Some of your songs, as we said, are a little breezy, they're catchy, and some are, you know, not quite as upbeat and are a little bit more soulful, I guess, like Nobody and the song Missing. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
When I fall, nobody helps me up, and when I call, nobody's picking up the phone. It seems they won't even throw me a bone, sticking my face on a lamppost. So
it seemed to be a song that was talking about a search for identity.
I don't know if it wasn't necessarily just identity. It was more like recognition for my music, which I guess is a little bit of identity. But it's not an ego song at all. It's more about just, I was at a stage where I was quite excited and anticipating what might come in the future. I kind of had this scary little thought in my head that if people wouldn't give me a chance, I don't know what I'd do. Basically, I'm not good at anything else. And I think it was a little bit of that and a little bit of excitement about what's going to come up next.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to another song off the CD. This one is Skinny Jeans.
I really don't like the way you smile.
Can you explain that song?
Well, it's basically a sex song. That's kind of as basic as that, really. I like to play with the sexual innuendo on the whistle, and then also with the words, with I don't like your personality and your genes, your genetics, but take off your skinny jeans. So it's kind of just having fun with that, really.
Mm. Is it a lot different for you being in the US and touring here as, you know, compared with what you do in the UK?
It's been really nice, you know, and I know that the US is a difficult country to crack and it's huge and you have to go everywhere, and I'm just like tip of the iceberg right now, and I've still got so much more work to do and so many more ears to get listening to my music. But the festivals and even the little gigs I have done, it's been a really lovely response, and I'm quite excited about it.
Oh, good, good. Well, if you could choose a song for us to go out on, which song would you pick?
Maybe Mr. Medicine.
And why that song?
Because it's the one you haven't played yet, and
that makes sense.
And it's, well, there's lots you haven't played yet, but I think it's a good little gem.
Okay, well, let's hear a little of Mr. Medicine.
Oh, Mr. Medicine, I'm so happy you came here. You went from every man to every man.
British singer-songwriter Eliza Doolittle. Her CD is Eliza Doolittle. Eliza, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deb. Cheers.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Robin Young will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.